Louise McSharry. Weekends from 9 on 2FM.
And now it is time for us to talk about podcasts, because let's be honest, there are only so many episodes of Brooklyn Nine-Nine and David Attenborough documentaries that you can possibly watch in a week. And chances are you need something different. But there is a world of podcasts awaiting, and we tend to get stuck in a bit of a podcast rut. So now, to give us some pointers on where to find something new and something you're in the humour for, is author and a podcast host, an avid podcast consumer, Sophie White. Good morning, Sophie.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming.
It is so exciting to just not be near any of the people I made myself. My God.
Oh, those children, eh?
You know what? They're wearing thin on me now at this point.
Well, you are in a particularly difficult situation, though, because you have a... And is he 8 weeks? 6 weeks? Seven weeks?
7 weeks.
7 week old son.
Yeah, it's a cluster feed. I'm in the middle of it.
Because if, like, a baby that small, especially if you're breastfeeding, like, he is just attached to you anyway.
Yes,
and then
is.
Presumably your other children are also hanging off you.
Just inches from my face.
Yeah.
I was telling you about how I'd get really ingenious in my podcast listening. Week just gone. Actually missed this show. I always listen in real time. Caught up on the Monday morning. Couldn't get any of them away from me, to be honest. So I resorted to Bluetooth headphones, shower cap, in the shower. Just water pounding down on top of me as I just blocked out the wall of screaming just beyond the shower curtain. And my God, it was relaxing, guys.
Now, Sophie's husband was there. She didn't just abandon her children.
Thank you for covering my rear for me.
I don't want to see those DMs, Sophie. Okay, so let's talk podcasts, because you do listen to a lot of podcasts.
I do. I'm a heavy, heavy user.
And obviously, creator, you are the co-host of Vulture Club, you're the co-host of The Creep Dive, and you're the co-host of Mother of Pod.
It's too many podcasts.
Three fabulous podcasts.
It's kind of gross. We need to stop a podcast, not start a podcast. But yeah, no, I just absolutely love the medium. I don't know what's not to love. You get loads of stuff done while you're listening and you're learning, and there's something for absolutely everyone with podcasts as well, which is what I find so wonderful. Like, what, however niche you think your interest is, believe me, there's something out there. And I suppose as well, like, what's really come to the fore in the last few years is what we thought of as our niche, secret, shameful interests, such as horrific true crime, has now been hauled out into the light. We're all as messed up as each other. And so I could kick us off with a few true crimes. I know that's not for everybody.
Yeah, I'm not a murder person. You are a murder person. It's just different strokes.
That is why I've helpfully divided my choices into manageably messed up and then truly beyond the beyonds messed up.
Okay.
So I have one that I think you will get into under the manageably messed up heading. And it is, there is a long running series called You Must Remember This. Mm-hmm. And it's hosted by this film historian called Karina Longworth. She's LA based. She is velvet on the mic. She sounds like a 40s actress herself. And has the name of one too, Karina Longworth. Mm. And so You Must Remember This is like standalone episodes of kind of deep dives into the stories of Hollywood you've never heard, and some of the more mainstream ones. Mia Farrow, for example, has 3 separate episodes about her life, which is just so cool. And so within her series, she did a kind of an extended deep dive into Charles Manson, and really extrapolated it out into being all about Hollywood at the end of the 60s and early 70s, and the kind of change that sort of the counterculture brought to the studio system. And, like, you know, so it's actually, it's smart, and it really digs into the kind of culture that produced Manson and his followers. Mm. And I would say, hand on heart, there is only one episode that is truly horrific, and she really warns you at the start of it, so you could literally skip over it.
Mm.
And you still get so much brilliant background.
Yeah, because I am interested in that, because while I'm not into murder, I am into cults. So
exactly.
You know.
And that's just how we all talk now that we know we're all utterly messed up thanks to podcasts.
Okay, so that's great. And I have heard that recommended before consistently. So it's obviously one that really hits, like, is a big hit with people. And what are some other options?
From the beyond the beyonds, utterly messed up, hard to come back from, I have to give a shout out to Root of Evil, which is a similar kind of era in American history. California again. It's two women who investigate their own intensely screwed up family tree.
Oh.
So it's two half sisters, and they're investigating their grandfather, a guy called George Hodel. who was one of the original suspects in the Black Dahlia murder, which is one of America's most famous unsolved crimes that happened in the 1940s in LA. And it's an 8-part series. And like I have to say, the Black Dahlia element, you know, it's a big part of it, but a lot of it is them exploring the truly strange family they came from. And it is not for the faint-hearted. I would genuinely say it's even for me. It touched me. It's an 8-part series, and it also has a TV adaptation called I Am the Night.
Okay.
Which stars Chris Pine, so, you know, wouldn't say no.
No. Nice on the eyes.
And there's actually a lot now of kind of TV adaptions coming from podcasts, which is really interesting turn that it's taken. So, like, for example, I do have a few fiction podcasts listed here, and a lot of friends have said to me they couldn't really picture kind of following like a fictive narrative through podcast. But actually, it's kind of halfway between an audiobook and a radio play. And okay. They tend to be really beautifully crafted series. They're very atmospheric. The kind of soundscaping is stunning usually.
And are they usually done as if it's true? So it would be like you're listening to You Must Remember This or whatever, but it's obviously all made up.
I mean, it'd be more like listening to a play rather than like a documentary kind of setup.
Okay.
There's one that was also adapted for TV called Homecoming that's by Gimlet. And the original is really, really good. Oh, yeah. The original actually starred Catherine Keener and David Schwimmer. And David Schwimmer, in one of his funniest roles yet, even though it is a thriller, he is hilarious in it.
This is in the podcast.
In the podcast.
Okay.
So we had some like absolute A-listers in the podcast. The kind of general gist of it is that it's a thriller about government cover-ups. And like you're really just dropped straight into that world. We meet Catherine Keener and she's a waitress in a diner. And she's approached by kind of government operatives. Mm. And the story kind of kicks off from there. And it's very much like, it's like, it feels like watching TV, to be honest.
Yeah.
Except I suppose I would like knit while I listen or do my, you know, so lots of people colour while they listen.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of, it's a different kind of energy to watching TV.
Yeah.
And
you're not missing anything.
No.
Yeah.
No. I certainly am not. And this
no, but I mean, like if
TV.
You're trying to colour or whatever while you're watching TV, you're missing stuff.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like if you're glancing down.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's so millennial. Like how many activities can we cram into this experience? But that was adapted for TV and the TV version starred Julia Roberts. Mm. So like it's just so mainstream now. It's amazing that TV is looking to podcasts.
Yeah.
In the same vein, that kind of fiction podcast, there's a brilliant Irish one that everyone needs to get onto. Now, it is scary. Like, okay. I've had to turn episodes off and then pick them back up in the morning.
Okay.
In the light of day. But it's called Petrified and it's written by Peter Dunne and produced by Liam Geraghty. And it comes from the Warren Network. And each episode is standalone. They're 30 minutes long generally. So it's really good one to kind of just like buzz into, get a bit of a kind of story in its entirety. They're very kind of, they feel very kind of like if you're a fan of Edgar Allan Poe or like any kind of gothic writers like that, absolutely perfect for you. I recommend starting with one called Bleed Through. Now there's a good few there in the canon, but Bleed Through is about a kind of an investigative reporter researching a story in Ireland, and she gets a hold of these tapes as a part of her investigation that were found in the house where a lot of murdered people were found. And the tapes, oh my God, do you remember like when we all first saw The Ring?
Yeah.
And saw the scary video?
Yeah.
These tapes, they're harrowing, they're terrifying. I had to turn them off.
I don't know if that one's for me. So can we talk about something cozy?
Cozy, my God, yes. Cozy-wise, again, okay, so I know that recommending Desert Island Discs is like recommending The Sopranos, but I still meet people who actually were never that tapped into it. It's, you know, it's a really long-running BBC radio show. It's been through three wonderful hosts at this point. And it's always just a really high-caliber guest who comes on and talks about what their kind of Desert Island music choices are.
Mm.
It's so relaxing. Even just the opening theme music, like, just puts me at ease.
Yeah, and on the podcast, the songs are cut short, so...
That is true.
It's kind of, it's quite condensed.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose I'm less of a music fan. So I just love how they use the music to kind of like explore their life story. My top fave episodes. It's also interesting, I think, they're so well put together that even the guests that you've never heard of, it could wind up being one of your favorites. Mm-hmm. Now, not that I never heard of Bill Gates, but I definitely didn't think I cared. I didn't think I was interested. And I actually cried. Bill Gates' episode moved me so much. So he's a great one to start with. There's also Lynn Barber, who is such a fantastic English journalist. She's just one of like the most savage celebrity profilers that's ever lived. And her episode is absolutely brilliant as well. Also on Cozy Chats, I love Juvenalia, an Irish podcast by Alan Maguire and Sarah Griffin. And they have a guest every week who comes in and brings basically their kind of comfort content from their kind of early years or childhood. So it's usually somebody with like a favorite TV show, a movie. This week they've got Jen Gannon, a journalist, talking about Interbang, a very obscure 80s Italian kids show that's never left her psyche. You know, it's just really nostalgic.
Hang on.
Do you remember that?
I have been looking for a television show for like my entire life. I have this residual memory from when I was a kid sitting in front of the TV, and all I know is that a question mark played a big role in it, and I'm pretty sure the Leaning Tower of Pisa was in the opening credits. Could this be my show?
Oh my god, it's about two handsome brothers traveling the world to unlock an ancient secret.
Oh my god,
this is such an exciting moment.
You know when you've had something in your head and you're like, the only thing I have to go on is that it was something to do with Italy, there was a question mark and there were two guys. Like, that's literally all I had.
I am so happy for you
this
right now.
This is huge
now.
For me. Thank you. Sorry.
Because, like, what does that feel like? It's like an itch
relief,
that you've had for 15 years.
It's like
years.
A word being on the tip of your tongue. Oh
so
man.
So torturous.
Wow. Okay. Whew. Thanks. Sorry. Back to podcast. Interbang. Okay. On it.
Okay. Will we have some comedy ones?
Yes.
Because I have laughed. I've cried laughing aloud to podcasts that I've been listening to out in public. And I'm always amazed that nobody comes up to me and says, I have to know what you're listening to. But as yet, nobody. If I saw someone crying laughing in public, I would be immediately straight over like, okay, so what is it? So the first one I want to shout out is Dream Gun Film Reads. It's an Irish like ensemble crew who produced them. There's a lot of actors, writers. And what they do is they take the script of a popular film and they rework it, fill it with like jokes and any references. And then they give it to a cast to perform blind in front of a live audience. It sounds like it shouldn't work.
Yeah.
It is so good. Like, they are so on it. They've nailed it. Silence of the Lambs is absolutely brilliant.
Okay, so if I'm on my drive home today, I'm like, I'm going to put one on. That's what I should put on to introduce myself.
I would go Silence of the Lambs or Titanic.
Okay.
Like, it's probably depending on which movie you know the best.
Okay,
you know
right.
what I mean? Because you're just going to seriously get it, you know? So the lads at Dream Gun Film Reads, there's so much talent in that podcast. I think Stephen Colfer is one of the main writers. They use great actors. Hannah Mamelis is a part of the crew. Her Clarice Starling.
Chef's kiss.
Kisses chefs. What's
okay, give phrase? Us one more before I have to let you go.
Absolutely. Oh my God, which one to kind of drill down into? We have to have a kind of a culture one, I think, is good. In fact, let's go American for Keep It, which is one of my, I mean, absolute, you know the way you were saying people are so attached to their pods.
Yeah.
I'm there on a Tuesday, kind of like rubbing my hands together, where's Keep It, you know, hitting refresh. And this is basically Ira Madison III, Louis Vertel and Ada Osman said, three writers basically. Ira Madison's TV writer, Louis Vertel writes for Vulture, and Ada Osman is a stand-up. And they just kind of like break down the week that's been in terms of like US politics, sort of celebrity news, and they have such an encyclopedic knowledge of like Broadway, theatre, or writing, you know, film, Louis Fertel, I mean, I'm kind of nearly worried about him. He just knows so much about Oscars.
He does. It's crazy.
He's obsessed.
I'm a fan of that
so
one as well.
Fun. I love it.
Well, thank you so much, Sophie. I could talk podcasts with you all day. I feel like I end every single segment with that, but I genuinely never want the segments to end. So Sophie White, thank you so much, author and podcast host. As I said, she's mother of Pod, The Creep Dive and Vulture Club, all of which you can get today. I highly recommend them. If you are a parent, mother of Pod, there is nothing better. I mean, truly, I do. I believe that. Thank you so much, Sophie.
Louise McSherry. Weekends from 9 on 2FM.